In all the years since our founding, we have never achieved a comfortable understanding of how government and religion should interact. Last week, the United States Supreme Court heard argument whether a Christian student group at Hastings Law School in San Francisco could discriminate. It's more complicated than that, but first, some background. The First Amendment sets up a tension between religion and government. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Justice Black, writing for the court almost 50 years ago, said that religion is too personal, too sacred, too holy to permit its unhallowed perversion by a civil magistrate. That's why we aren't a theocracy like Iran. The Free Exercise Clause means that the government can't mess with your religion or your choice not to have one. When both clauses are read expansively, each steps on the other's toes. Free exercise folks say the government is throwing up roadblocks for their religious practices, and the anti-establishment folks say the government is way too cozy with religion. School prayer is where the rubber really hits the road here. In last week's case, the Christian Legal Society at Hastings Law School was denied official recognition by the school because, to be a member, a student had to pledge to only have sex with a partner of the opposite sex within marriage. "What's new?" scoffed Justice Scalia. "You can't force a church to let atheists teach Sunday school." "Religion can make its own rules for faith and membership," argued the school, "but we cannot condone discrimination under the guise of religion. Support for this club suggests that we are endorsing it, and that violates the Establishment Clause." It's a tough issue. It falls between the two religious clauses. For many years, the court tried to give guidance. One is called the Lemon Test, not referring to the lip-pursing citrus, but to avoiding significant government involvement with religion. But none of the tests have been much help in predicting how the court will rule. I think the Student Christian Legal Group wins here, primarily because of two prior decisions, one where the Hibernians in Boston could exclude gays from marching in their St. Patrick's Day parade, affirming another First Amendment right of association, and the Rosenberger case, in which the University of Virginia took a position similar to Hastings here and lost. My real fear, however, is that the Roberts Court, flexing its conservative muscle, will issue a broad and reckless ruling that blurs rather than clarifies the role of religion and the state. The court would do well to consult James Madison's Memorial and Remonstrance Against Religious Assessments, written in 1785, half a dozen years before the Bill of Rights. Any governmental body venturing into religion oversteps its bounds and can become tyrannical, wrote Madison. Religion cannot be imposed by force. No civil magistrate is competent to judge religious truth, nor does religion need the state to flourish. Sound civil government will protect freedom of conscience for all of its citizens. Madison said that and much more, all of it as compelling today as it was at our nation's founding. If I were on the court, I would go with James Madison. This is John Frohnmayer.